Maskirim batim, a Jew is allowed to rent out a house to a goy. Avolai saw this, but you're not allowed to rent out fields. Fields are always worse. And the chiddush here is mash money. The chiddush is mash from maskirin. You're allowed to rent, even though you're not allowed to sell. Rashi says like as we not to mechira. Dinami also day mechira layavad ad yiraisa. The chik siv loisitim lem chayin. When does it say do not give them chayin? V'chani about Yisrael siv. It only says in Eretz Yisrael. The choshev chaniyosa. Because living in Eretz Yisrael, that's a choshev a place. There it's forbidden to give place to a goy to live in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi so far learned that in Syria and Syria there's no city rights even to sell it to a guy. Just midrabbanan, you're not supposed to sell it to a guy, because from that exerim maybe you come to sell a property in Eretz Yisrael also. But to rent them an apartment in Syria, that's okay. But not fields, you cannot rent out fields to a guy in, even in Syria. Oh, the chutzlot, what about here in America? Moicher lembatim u'maskir in sodois divra b'meya. Here in America, chutz laaretz at least, you're allowed to even sell them houses. There's no gezerah, maybe you come to sell in Eretz Yisrael since you're so far away from Eretz Yisrael. But still, b'meya does a chumrah not to sell them a field. You're only allowed to rent out a field to a goy, but not to sell them. Because by fields in Eretz Yisrael, there are two resurim. First of all, you're giving a goy a place to live in Eretz Yisrael. And secondly, taking away the mafkiya mikedushas maizros. So the rabbanim were much more strict about fields. Therefore, there's gzera in chutzlaretz not to sell a field to a goyim. There's gzera, otto maybe you come to sell one in Eretz Yisrael, which by selling a field, you're doing two averes. Therefore, fields are more strict than stambatim. Divrei, these words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yossi Yaimi, he's more makel and says, Eretz Yisrael, maskirin lehem batim. He also knows. In Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to rent out an apartment to a goy. And we don't make the gzera, maybe you sell it. Even though if you sell them an apartment, sell them karka, that's also midiraisa, but we don't make gzera, schirus, renting or to selling. Avoloi saw this, but you're not allowed to even rent out a field to a goy, because there is the gzera, maybe you come to sell it to him, and if you sell it to him, there are two things wrong. You're giving him chaniya b'karka, and also you'll be mafkiya, kedushas maisris. Over Syria, what about Syria? Which is a kibbush yochid. Here, meichrin batim, he holds his novice city raisa, therefore, there's no gzeris midrabonin. You're allowed to sell him a house even. And we don't make gzeris, maybe you sell him the house in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody knows Syria is outside Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to sell him a house here. But, O Masir and Sardis, again, Sardis is one madrega less, that you're allowed to rent it, but not sell it. You cannot sell a field in Syria, even though midrais it's okay, because it's a gzera, maybe you rent out a maybe you sell them a field in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, the chutzlos, what about chutzlos? That's us here. Moichun elu v'yelu. That's what we're saying, Mechom, Yehovah, Grab Yossi. And chutzlos, outside Syria, you're allowed to even sell them sodas. There's no gzera at all, or to Eretz Yisrael. Since it's far away from Eretz Yisrael, we do not make any gzeris if you sell them land or fields. Here in Eretz Yisrael, here in America, you come to do the same thing in Eretz Yisrael. There's no gzeris.
Why wouldn't you sell them
in a property? Right. Now it says, af b'mokum. Now af b'mokum shomru lahaskir. Even in a place that you're allowed to rent to them an apartment, let's say in Syria for sure, so loy lebeis diramru. But you should know, you're not allowed to let him live there. A beis dir is also. So who this means in America also. Mikir adin, you're not allowed to rent him an apartment to live there. Why? Because in the Gemara's times at least, Goyim always had Avodah Zorah with them, and if they'll live by you, even though you're renting it to them, they're going to bring the Avodah Zorah into your house. Shinam, the Pasuk says, Loisavi Toei Vel Beistecho. So even the Gemara said before, even though you hold maybe Tchiris as Kanyo, here's still a Sosa though, because it's a Chomadik Apostle, Loisavi Toei Vel Beistecho. Even though you rented it, still it's Sosa to bring it in. But Frat Lalocha, we hold Tchiris as Loikanyo, that there's no Kenyan Tchiris. So for sure, you're not allowed to rent to a guy, because we have to be afraid, if he lives there, he's going to bring a statue of Avodah Zorah inside. But Lamaisa, the head of his man is there, they don't do it. Today, Lamaisa, the goyim are not that odd, and Avodah Zorah, they do not bring Avodah Zorah into the house. But Enechnami, if they would, it'd be awesome. That's the head of today, that they don't bring in Avodah Zorah. Right. Uvachol mokum, any place, Layaskul loyas hamerchatz. You're not allowed to rent out your bathhouse to a guy, even here in L.A. because it's called, the Jews, it's called Chaim's bathhouse. And the mice of the guy rents it, he's going to leave it open on Shabbos. So people have come to say a Jew is doing work on Shabbos, leaving his bathhouse open on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara. Therefore, you can't rent out your business to a guy if it's going to be open on Shabbos.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're
talking. Okay. Now the Gemara says, what does the Mishnah always say? And for sure, you cannot rent out a field. The Mishnah starts out, you cannot rent out houses to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, and for sure not a field. Why is a field muhammer? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mishum, the Espetante, there are two things wrong. Chodach and the Yitzkarka, by renting him out a field, giving him a place to use Eretz Yisrael. V'chodah deko mafko lo mi meiser. You're taking out the Kedushas meiser. Like Rashi, yeah. The Chur Al-Gemur is going then that Yesh Kinyan Liyakum Liyafkiya Mekdusha, which is a machlokes. But going now that if a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, he takes away the Kedusha of it, and therefore you're potter from Trumas and Meisers. So we don't want a guy to have a field of Eretz Yisrael, he's taken away the Kedushas of Meiser. Therefore we don't let you rent it to him, for sure there's a Gzera, maybe you come to sell it to him. Was the Yochi, if so, Batem Nami should be also to rent your house to a guy also. Why you Katar should also be two things wrong. Chodo Chaniyas Karka. One thing, you're letting him have Karka in Eretz Yisrael. The Chodo to come off calling him a mezuzah. When a Jew has it, he's mechuyev a mezuzah. You rent it out to a guy, you sell it to a guy, there's no more mezuzah. So you want to say also, even a house, there should be two things wrong. It should be chomer not to rent it to him. He's taken out the chiyev mezuzah. On the Mishash, you know, mezuzah chayves adaru. Mezuzah is totally clearly in who lives there. Even if you own a house, the Jew owns the house, if he does not live there, he's potter from the mezuzah. So the fact you sell to a guy, that's not called mafkiya the issa. The mitzvah only starts if you're there. If you're not there, there's no mitzvah. That's not called taking away the kedusha. Whereas the karka in itself has kedusha. If you sell it to a guy, that takes away the kedusha. Therefore, you're potter from Isis. So we don't want you to take away the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Whereas, Stam living in a house, that depends. Even if you own it, if you don't live there, you put them in a mezuzah. It's only a chayv sadar. Right. Now, the Surya, our Mishnah says, Maskirin Batim. Our Mishnah says, in Surya, you're allowed to rent to them houses. There's no gzera, maybe you'll sell. Maishno now mechira deloy. Why do you say it's also mashma, though our Mishnah holds it's also to sell them a house in Syria? It's only a lot of rent. Why are you selling also? Mishum mechir with Eretz Yisrael. Kurus only gzeiro. And maybe you come to sell a house in Eretz Yisrael. Yachiv so, mitzchir is not minigzo. Make the same gzeiro. Do not rent a house. In Syria, maybe you come to rent in Eretz Yisrael. Someone answers, poshut, no. He grew for gzeiro. Not to rent a house in Eretz Yisrael is only gzeiro. There's no issa d'iraisa. So the Anam, we should get up now, make him and make the nigza gzeiro gzeiro. That we do not do. To make a gzera of a schiris in Surya, so schiris in Israel, that took the rabbanas, we don't make this. For the Gemara is so, for your schiris, saw that the Surya, the gzera l'gzerahi, they're called gazrinan. But our Mishnah says you cannot rent a field in Syria to the goyim. And there also is only gzera l'gzera. Here, schiris is in Eretz Yisrael, only gzera. So it's gzera l'gzera. The Gemara says no, hosom, lav gzeru. I'll tell you no. Renting a field in Syria, it's not a gzera l'gzera, but it's a gzera for itself. Lav gzeri. Why kisava? Because our mandi holds that kibush yochid shumei kibush. Maybe our mandi goes that when David was made kibush on Syria, he gave it kedusha midiraisa. Therefore now midiraisa is an issa not to sell a house in Syria to a guy. So therefore, sodois, which is also midiraisa to sell, the rabbanim made a gzera to not rent a field to the goyim in Syria. Samara said like this, saw that the ispetarata field, if you sell a field to a guy in Syria, there'll be two isurim involved, you're taking off Kedushas Maisa, and Chaniya Bekarka goes to the Rabbanin. But Batim, a house, the last butat, there's no two isurim in Syria, like goes to the Rabbanin, the Rabbanin not make Xerah. So it's really a little funny, you have to understand this. We're going now, Kibush Yochid Ishmei Kibush. So you know, what does that mean? If it means it's Mamish, really like Eretz Yisrael itself, so in Eretz Yisrael, our Mishnah holds, you're not allowed to rent
an apartment to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Gzera may come to sell it to him. So why is Syria different? It's helmet now in Syria, you're allowed to rent to a guy. Why? Because if there's only one Issa, maybe you sell it to him. We don't make this Gzera, maybe you sell it to him. But you're telling me though, Syria now, Kibbush Yochid, is Shemei Kibbush. So if it's Mamash like Eretz Yisrael, it should have the same Issa like Eretz Yisrael. So Mashav the Gemara know that even though Kibbush Yochid Shemei Kibbush, but it's not 100% like Eretz Yisrael. It's still not the same Isser as Eretz Yisrael. It's still a Madregales. It's an Isser the Raisa, but it's a Madregales. A lot of Achrenim about this, exactly what the Kedusha of Syria is. So therefore, it's a less of an Isser, therefore to make the Gzerwa, you'll sell it. We don't make this Gzerwa. It's not so bad to sell it. Mashenk in a field, that if you sell a field in Syria, you're doing two Isurim, you give them a place to live, and you're taking out the Kedushas Maisa, then we make the Zera not to rent a field to a guy in Syria. But now Mishnah says, V'chutz Loretz, and Chutz Loretz Tanakama says, you're allowed to sell it, a house, but not a field, Avaloi Sodis. You're not allowed to sell a field, a field in Chutz Loretz. You saw that the spectator again goes over Rabbanin. So that if you do an Eretz Yisrael, there's two Isurim. See, even in America, the Rabbanan said, not to sell a field. But the Batim, less Batar, the Gozov Rabbanan. Batim, in Eretz Yisrael, there's only one Issa. So in America, it's permissible, you're allowed to sell a house to a guy. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yossi, I mean, no, Eretz Yisrael, Maskir, and Batim. In Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to even rent apartments to a guy. My timer, so there's the Batar, the Gozov Rabbanan, not to rent a field to a guy. But Batim less Butarti, there's no two Isurim, only one Issa, but Gozal Rabbanan, the Rabbanan not making Gzera to rent. You're allowed to rent an apartment even in Eretz Yisrael, that's the halacha. You're allowed to rent out your apartment to an Arab, but not to sell. Selling is also, renting is mutter. Yes, and good, you have to think. Why is renting mutter? L'chura, it's also called giving them chaniya bakarka. But that's the halacha, renting is okay.
That must be the halacha like Rav Yehuda.
But over Syria, Moichrim. In Syria, you're allowed to even sell. My time, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Kesav, that's halacha, kibbush yochid, loy shemei kibbush. We hold that does not have a kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Since it was done without a piyah dibur, or else it was done without shishim rebuyim, therefore it's not called kibbush yochid, loy shemei kibbush. But again, the saw that the espertati goes to Rabbonin, but batim, espertati goes to Rabbonin. That's what Rabbi says about Surya. Rabbi Yossi said, the Surya Moichim and Batim, you cannot sell a house. There's no Gzera Otter Eretz Yisrael. But fields, you cannot sell a field, because there's a Gzera, maybe you'll sell a field in Eretz Yisrael. And there are two Surya, they're going to make Gzera. Over Chutz Loretz Moichim, you're allowed to sell them everything in Chutz Loretz. My time, what's the reason? Even the Merachik, since we're far from Eretz Yisrael, like Gazrinim, there's no Gzera. That's the law here in America, you're allowed to sell them fields and houses. Just in the Mishnah is only, you cannot rent them a day's dir, an apartment to live, because you should be afraid they'll bring in the Avodah Zarah. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Halachah Rav Yosi, Pasuk Rav Yosi. Omer Rav Yosef, Obavash Lo Yasenu Shchuna. But providing, if a Jew sells a guy an apartment, a house, you should not sell him three houses or three apartments one next to another. It's not nice, if there's a Jewish neighborhood here, to let the guy start to move in. So that's covered respect for the other Jews there, do not sell three apartments, three houses to a guy. The Kama Shkuna, how much is a Shkuna, a neighborhood? Tona and Shkuna Pchusa Mishloisha B'nei Adam. You can't sell to at least, you can't sell to three. Kama Shkuna Shloisha B'nei Adam. You can't sell to three. If you own a property, you should not sell three apartments to three different goyim. That's called the middle of a Jewish neighborhood. You bring in the goyim, they'll only give us harm to us. You should not do this. Some is not a nisr the raisa, some is nisr the rabbon. It's not nice to do. But the Mora says, "V'leichesh do dilma also l'chay Yisrael omazvin l'chara b'kachovim." Maybe this Jew was selling the apartment house to one guy, v'yozal heich omazvin l'trei, and now the guy that owns the apartment house, he'll sell it to two other people. So by you selling it to one, it's going to end up to be three guys living there. So it should be us of you to sell any apartment that three people could live there. It should be us to sell it even to one guy. Because you have to be afraid that one guy will multiply into three. Yeah, Amrabaya, this far we're not afraid. Well, Alifnei mafkedinam. there's an issa lefnei iver, but al lefnei de lefnei loy maskudin. We don't have to be afraid of such a faraway case. So Rashi says it doesn't really mean the lashon of lefnei iver. Rashi learns klaymar lekulei hay lechashinin. For so far, we're not afraid. Tais a little bit different. Tais says lefnei iver. Tais says hay simna viyamu klaymar lekulei hay lechashinin. Again, we're not afraid so far that if you sell to one guy, he'll multiply into three. Inami Yerel says like this. Kivon the Yisishchuna Shlo Yavi Hezekli Yisrael. This is not to sell apartments, not to sell. Let the guy come to live near us is the reason we do not want them to do damage to us. Shlo Yavi Hezek. We should not receive. They shouldn't harm us. The Yisrael Korelei Michshel Lefneiver. Therefore, the Gemara calls Lashon of Lefneiver. What Lefneiver mean? Don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. See also, do not harm the Jews by letting the guy move into your neighborhood. So it's like an Yisrael of Lefneiver. So Mar says, you're only afraid for you to sell to three directly. But to sell to one, it's okay.
Don't let Jackson win this tomorrow.
Okay. Fight.
Yeah.
And then he says, after Mokim Shomel Hakir, even a place that you're allowed to rent out your house to a guy, but you're not allowed to rent it for living purposes. So Mar says, Mechal is to prove. There are places that you're not allowed to rent out. The stomach of Rebbe Meir comes out sound like Rebbe Meir.